We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the new Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, starting with the mitzvah of Sreifa, the Oynish, the punishment of Sreifa. Mitzvah Sanasrafim, how they give Sreifa to someone who is Chayav Sreifa? Hoy Meshakin Oysoi Bezevel, Ad Arkav Oysov. They buried him in Zevel until his knees, and the reason was, Rashi says, Shleis Apech Onav Onav, Atipalab Silab, Zarim Chutz. They're going to put something down his throat, a boiling hot thing, and he might move around. And if he moves around, this boiling hot lead might land on his goof. Therefore, they held him down with a zevel until his knees. Now, vos epis zevel, why do they use zevel? Why couldn't they use something else? So the Meiri Taka says, lav dafka zevel, it could be either zevel, which is manure, or it means it could be mud, it could be offered to chuach. But I saw like a very interesting pshat in the Yad Ramah, that he says like this. He says that someone who's getting killed, someone gets scared, and if he gets scared, he could be moitzi rei, and that'll be very embarrassing for him. Therefore, they dug him into zevel, they shouldn't embarrass him. You see, this guy's a Rasha, he deserves Sreifa, and still, Chazal worried about him getting embarrassed, therefore they dug him into zevel. So if I cared, zevel was a good thing for him. And this way, if something happens, if he has an accident, he will not be embarrassed. Now, you have to get him to open his mouth, because you have to put this burning lead down his throat. What do? You take a handkerchief that's a rough handkerchief, you wrap it with a soft handkerchief, the karach al tzavara, you wrap it around his neck, one pulls this side, one pulls that side, and this way it makes his throat tight, and it opens his mouth. Now, who's Zem Moshech, Zem Moshech? The Rambam is Mavoyer, it's the two Edom. Like we said, Yada Edom Berishayna, the Edom always get involved in the capital punishment. So here, each Ed pulls one side. Acha Pesach is Pivotal, he opens his mouth. The Madik is Apsila, and they light, which means they warm up this piece of lead. Vizarko Sech Pivotal, they put it down in his mouth. Vizarko Sech Meov, it goes into his stomach. Vizarko Sech Meov, and it burns his whole insides. And that's how he gets Sreifa. If you do Aymer, you should not use this handkerchief to open his mouth, because he might choke him by mistake. And if you choke him, you are not mekayim the mochamad de gemisa of sreifa. So Rudo Eimer, af who it makes be adam loy mekayim a mitzvah sreifa. If he dies through this with his handkerchief while you were trying to get him to open his mouth, you're choking him. He might die by choking and not by sreifa, which is a problem. Ela pesech es piv betzavis. You open his mouth with a tweezers. Shelo v'tevasa. Even though he doesn't want, you force his mouth open and madik sapsila. And you warm up the psilah v'zarko zech piv, you throw it into his mouth. V'yardo zech me'av, v'chemaris zech me'av, and it burns his insides. Omer Allah's ben tzaddik, there was a ma'isa, he says, I saw a ma'isa of a bas koyin achash zinsa. We know a bas koyin zinsa is chayiv sreifa, at least for sure by Nesua, for Rabbanon, for the Rabbi Shimon, both by Rusa and by Nesua. So ma'isa bas koyin achash zinsa, v'kifu achevile izmeris, and they surrounded her with chavileis myris, with branches, v'sarfu, and they burnt her that way. So let's start saying, don't burn her with a hot lead. I saw a maisa bezdin that was done by surrounding her with zemyris and burning her.
Is it one of those similar
Ruga Malchus
was also done like that?
Yeah, by Ruga Malchus. This is the punishment of bezdin. So there's Amalai, but he was asking why he's saying use a psila. L'chayra, here you burnt him with chavileis myris. Amalai, pray, shalai, haya bezdin shal oysa sha'a baki. He says, they didn't know what the Chum said. They made a mistake. They didn't know what they're doing. They would seduke him, like the Gemara says on the base. They would seduke him, and seduke him took everything literally. Tar says, sorry if they said Sreifa. But Chazal say, we'll see in a second, Chazal learns out that it should be Dafka with the Psila. We'll see in the Gemara, how do we know that? So the Gemara, my Psila, which means, how do we, first of all, my Psila, what is Psila? What does it mean, Psila? What does it mean you warm up Psila? Or what is it? It sounds like a thread. I'm Rav Nasta, Psila Shal Avar. It's a psila of avar, which is lead, like you have in this week's parasha, Toluka Eferes and Mayim Adirim, which the Targum teaches avara. So psila shal avar was a thing of lead that you warmed up very hot and you put it down his throat. Manolon, how do you know that you kill him in this way? How do you know you kill him with this psila? And more than that, how do you know this is called sreifa? Usually, sreifa is usually literal teaches sreifa means you burn him. It sounds like chavil ismaris, like with branches. How do you know this is a kiyum of burning? So Gemara says, we learn out the word sreifa from a different time in Tariyav sreifa. We see it was not a regular sreifa where you burnt him like with chavilas maris. You burnt him with lead. Asya sreifa sreifa madas kairach. Mal halon sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. Just like by kairach is a 250 The 250 people, Rashi's and Hedrius, they were Chashva people, they wanted to bring the Keteris, and it says that 250 of these people brought Keteris, and they died. And it says in the Pasuk, it says that you should take the machtois and make them tzipu l'mizbech, back upon them. So there, just like when those 250 died, they died with just the neshama, not the guf. Here also, malahalon sreifas neshama guf kayam. Just the neshama got killed and not the guf. Afkan got burned and not the guf. Afkan sreifas neshama guf kayam. And we have to. Who said that's how it happened? We have to bring a riot to that. But he learns out from Kairach. That was.
Where does it say by Kairach that they were burned?
It says they burned. The fire came out and burnt them. It says. It says in the Pasuk, a fire came out and burnt them, as it says. The Shaila is, you have to know how it was burned. Maybe you could have learned Pasuk on the Pasuk, they got burned completely. But the Pasuk says that Ash came out and burnt them. That's what the Pasuk says. And we're learning from there. That's called Sreifa, even though that's called Sreifa.
Even though it's not the what
Sreifa. Even though what you usually learn as Sreifa. That's the Yotzom Eis Hashem. This is in Parashat Korach Tes Zayin Lamed Hei. The Eish Yotzom Eis Hashem. Vatoichel Eisach Hamishim Umesayim Ish Makrivei Akatoros. The Eish came out and killed them. So it's a big shaila grada in the Gemara. If Korach got killed with the Eish or got killed with the swallowing up. Dosan Avirim definitely got swallowed up. Shaila Korach because the shaila had to read a pasuk. It's in Sefer Dvarim somewhere. Okay, anyway, back over here, maybe it's in Pinchas, passing in Pinchas. Vaitim. Al-Kaponim, Vaitim the Gemara here. So, according to Rav Masna, we learn out from Kairach. Rav Eloza Omer, he says it's a different place. As the Sreifa, Sreifa, Mene Aaron. We learn out from Nodav Aviyu. Malahalon, Sreifas, Nesham, Avigov Kayam. Nodav Aviyu brought a Keteris Zara into the Mishkan, and because of that, they died. And just like there, they died with the neshama, and the guf was kayam, the body stayed whole. Afkan, sreifas, neshama, guf, kayam. So we have two amarayim, two limudim over here, either from Kairach or from another Vaviyu, and we have to bring a raya to each one that it wasn't the whole guf getting burnt. So man the yalf by das Kairach nolon, how do you know that by das Kairach they didn't die completely, they didn't get burnt completely? The chesiv says in the pasuk, ve'eis machte sakatom ha'elim enaf shoysom. And it says, Shinashmat Widarshin Nafshoisam. The only thing that got burnt was Nafshoisam. It says, they were Khatom Ela bin Nafshoisam. Shinashmasam Nisrafas Viguf Kayam. Just the Neshama was burnt. Nefesh was burnt, but not the Guf. Ve'idach, and the other man, the Amar Rav Eloza, says, no, he's Srefa Mamashi. There by the 250 people by Karech, they got burnt Mamish. I was Ibn Nafshoisam, my Ibn Nafshoisam. Shinashayvu Srefa al Iske Nafshoisam. They were Chayv Srefa because they got involved with Iskin of Shaisum, which means they took food from Kairach. A nefesh is lost in something that nefesh enjoys, which is food. Kedrash Lakish. Some Rash Lakish. Maidich Siv, what is Psha in this Pasuk in Tehillim? It says, Ben Chamfei La'age Ma'oig Chorek Alay Shinemoy. The word Ma'oig is a lotion of food. And Chamfei La'age is a lotion of making fun, of Chanufa. Chorek Alay Shinemoy, which means the teeth were ground. Grind the teeth on them. So we'll see what that means exactly. B'shvil, chanufa shechnifu l'kairach, because of the chanufa that they were machnef, they were machnef l'kairach, al iske l'gima, because Kairach gave them food, chorek aleim sar shakenem shina, because of that, the Gehenim chewed them up. That's what it says in this pasuk. So it's referring to the 250 Rashi Sanhedrin who got convinced by Kairach, and because of that, they praised Kairach. Why did they do that? Because Kairach gave them food. That's the remez in this pasuk, and that's what it means. Chatoyim benaf shoysom nefesh loshon of something that a nefesh enjoys, which is food, and that's what it means. But avad they got burned completely. Naf shoysom doesn't mean they only got burned benefesh. It means that they ate food. But avad they got burned completely. Therefore, Rabbi Lozzer says you have to learn from somewhere else. That's not a rai. That's called sreifa. Because there, sreifa takamen completely sreifa. Zokti Gemara, so this Rav Lozzer learns from Bnei Aharon. How do we know by Bnei Aharon it was like that? Mandi Alef Bnei Aharon Monolon. How do you know it was only the Neshama? The Chsiv Vayemusul Fnei Hashem. It says Eloshon Vayemusul Fnei Hashem. He died Fnei Hashem, which sounds like a regular misa, Kain misa, like just like a regular misa. Someone dies Chas V'Shalom from a heart attack or something. He still his guf is kayam. Same thing over here. Ve'idach. The other Mandi we did not learn out from another view. He's straight from Amish Havoy. That he learns out from, that he holds that was Mamash Sreifa Mamash, definitely has to learn from Kairach. That sounds like they died regularly. The Aschum Gavoy, it's not on the inside, and they died that way. And the Aschum Gavoy, it's not on the inside, and they died that way, but at the end of the day, the whole guf got burned. The Tanya, Abi Yisrael and Stoya Emer, Shnei Chutim Shal Eish, Yotzum Beis Keresh HaKadoshim, two threads of fire came out of Keresh HaKadoshim, Nechulabra, and split into four. Went into the two nostrils of each Nadav and Viu, so all together the four. We saw from and burnt them, and we're saying according to this man, they got burnt completely. V'aksiv, the pasuk says v'teichel oisam, and it sounds like it's a miyut oisam. It's not so only them and not something else. So we thought it meant them and not the guf. So we know oisam v'loy bigdeim means them and not the clothing. Even though the whole guf got burned, not the clothing. So akaponim, we have a din in Torah straight from. And we want to learn out from somewhere. So we say, one man says we learn out from Kairach because he holds that Sreifa there was only the Neshama. El man says learn out Sreifa from Bnei Aharon because there was only Neshama. Now, so that's what we're saying, that if he finds Sreifa somewhere, we learn out from there. Now, Shreifa it is, but there are times in the Torah where Sreifa means completely, so why do you learn out from there? V'nelef, Meparman Asrafim. It says Sreifa, Meparman Asrafim. Meparman Asrafim are carbon that you bring in the base of Mikdash, and the whole behemoth, most of the behemoth, is burnt outside. There means real Sreifa. So why we learn out the word Sreifa from there? Mal halon Sreifa mamish, afkan Sreifa mamish. So Akdamarim Stavra makes sense. You'd rather learn out from Kairach or Nodav Avio. Why? Ma'odam Avil Amelef, Shekain, Odam, because both cases, Nodav Avio and Kairach are one group. They're both Odam. Like just like a person getting punishment, they're both chayte, they're both did avera, they're both neshama, they're both having a tilas neshama. They're dying now. By the parma shofim is dead already. And pigel, they both don't have pigel. So more adaraba, the parma shofim al meilef came machshir, that both the capital punishment and parma shofim al machshir is doing something that's a mitzvah. Mashenkin by another view in karach is not a mitzvah, and also dairis. Both those things are negayah fil dairis. Mashenkin, Nodav Aviu and Karach were one-time things. So maybe learn out from there. Whereas, no, Hanak Mefishim, this is more, at least. This is a little more. Taisa says he could have pointed out a third thing, that it's a Mechaper. Both capital punishment and Parma Mesrafim, both Mechaper. So you could have said that. But still be Hanak Mefishim, Lemaisa. Parma Mesrafim is Mechaper, what? Yeah. Parma Mesrafim, we're the third one. For Parma Mesrafim is Mechaper. Karach thing we're not Mechaper. Karach thing we're Oinish. So there's a real Oinish.
If you learn that from Kairach, let's say that Mandi says Kairach was died only in the Shama. Why don't you learn that from Bnei Aharon? You hold Bnei Aharon as a real Sreifa, so why do you learn from Bnei Aharon? That's an Adam also. And the same Kasha you can ask the other way also. The Mandi learns that from Bnei Aharon, learn that from Kairach. If he holds Kairach as real burnt, learn that from the place of real Sreifa. So, my time will yav ne'aron. So, Mar says, "Who's straight from Mamashava? That's straight from Mamash. V'nei l'v'nei. Learn out from there." And the same kasha goes for both mandiyom. Learn out from there. What? How do you know which adam to learn out from? Each mandiyom holds the other one was real sreifa. So, learn out from the real sreifa. How do you learn out from the shvachar sreifa? When only the neshama. I'm Rav Nachman Ravua. I'm a krav. I have to rech kamaycha. Bar la misa yafa. Pick out a good misa. He could have answered this already for Parma and Sraf, most like Tysus points out. But Barlam needs to be off. You want to burn him in a way which is the least pain possible, which is down his throat. That's the goes the quickest and the least pain possible. So Frey the Gemara, Machadika Rav Nachman, Gzera Shav Lomli. Okay, if you have the Svar of Nachman, that's Haftar Kamaycha. So what do you need Shav for? Sreifa Sreifa. Gzera Shav Lomli. He loves Gzera Shav, Havamina, Sreifas, Neshama, Vaguf, Kayim, Lav Sreifa. Without those Makairas, you would say that Sreifa Shama is not called Sreifa. Klal. V'yimushum after Rechamaycha, I want him Kaim after Rechamaycha. Lefesh like Chavilas Maris. Pile up Chavilas Maris, a lot of twigs. Keich l'sreif le'agal. It should go very quickly. Kamash v'lon, that you don't do it that way, you do it down his throat, because we find the Torah Sreifa. Now, how do you know learn from there? Not from there. Alts the din of v'after Rechamaycha. So once the Gemara mentioned Nodav Vaviu. The Gemara mentions more of Nodav Vaviu, a story about Nodav Vaviu. One time, this is before Nodav Vaviu died, obviously, Moshe Varam were walking, Bedarach, Nodav Vaviu, Mahalchim Achareim, and Nodav Vaviu walking behind them, Bechol Yisrael Achareim, and they were the Gderle Adar Nodav Vaviu. They were right behind Moshe Varam, and everyone else behind them. Amalai Nodav Vaviu, Nodav Turtav Vaviu said, Emesai Yimusha Shez Kenim Alalu,
When do you think Moshe Aaron will die? By Niva Ato, Nanigas Adar. Me and you will be the leaders of Adar. That was that's what they were waiting for. We'll see who buries who. And that was the stickle of tain on them. And Taka, what happened was, Moshe Aaron buried them. Omra Papa, and Amr Inchi, Nefishi Gmali Savi, there are plenty of older camels, the Te'ini Mashki the Hugni, that are carrying the skins, the hides, the leather of the Hugni, of the younger camels who died earlier. That sometimes the older camels outlast the younger ones, like in this case. Omra. Right, it could be. They're being mashar. It could be whatever. Some pshat. I don't know the pshat, but they were doing it lishma. Obviously, it was lishma like a chesbon. I don't know. Omer Rabbi Loza, Loma Tamad Chacham, Doimach Me Amaretz. This the Gemara is explaining is that we just saw in Das Kairach, Kairach convinced a bunch of the Chacham to follow him. So it says, how did that happen? And what does Tamad Chacham have to be careful for? It's like this: Loma Tamad Chacham, Doimach Me Amaretz. Betchila doim lekitin shalzav. By the beginning, Amaretz looks at a Talmud Chacham like a kitin shalzav, like a gold pitcher, like a gold cup, because he looks at him unbelievable. Sipperman, he starts schmoozing with Amaretz on his level already. You know, starts schmoozing with his stuff. Doim lekitin shalkesef. He gets downgraded to kitin shalkesef. Nostam nenomenu. Once he starts taking food from the Amaretz, doim lekitin shalcheres. He's similar to a kitten shel charis. Kivin the shenishbar, once it breaks, shuv ein la takana, he'll have no takana. So that means that Talmud Chacham should be careful not to mingle with the Amoritz and talk like the Amoritz. He could teach the Amoritz Torah, of course, but not to mingle in the Amoritz's food or the Amoritz's shmuzerai. And this way, he keeps his distance, he'll keep his chashivas of Talmud Chacham.